Good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Now we are at the 1:30 afternoon slot. Okay, we will continue with the Dhamma sharing. Okay, you're supposed to meditate, but now I continue the Dhamma sharing first. Then after that, I will still give you 1 hour. Okay. Turn to page 149. Okay, 4.1. A mind full of awareness. But when you are in the moment without thought, then it's a different thing. Mind is full of awareness, and then you are without thought. That's why I say, you never inquire, full of what? When mind is full of awareness, it cannot have thought, it can only be aware. But that word is not used. Only in recent years, later teachers used that word. Then they try incorporating them now. That's why awareness now become a new word. The actual word should be pure awareness without thought. Then that is sati. You can follow, Because I realize, even when they use the word awareness, you know what people tell me? Yeah, I aware what, but still. Actually, what they mean is they are conscious, understand? They never aware. Aware means what? No perception, nothing. But he said, I aware of my pain, How can you be aware of your pain unless you know how to silence your mind and stay with the pain, then no word, understand? When you have a word, means you perceive already, understand? So at the moment when you do it, then there is awareness. The awareness and the sensation is one. Then there is no knowing. But they go and confuse the word awareness with the consciousness that is aware. The consciousness that is aware is the knowing mind, understand? And there is no awareness. Actually, they are conscious through the consciousness, through the thought. So you have to have the understanding. Then you will know how to use this word. I prefer the word sati. Then I use the explanation. Sati is what? What is sati? Awareness? Before the knowing. So if you define like that, it becomes very clear that. Otherwise, you introduce another word, people go and take that word as conscious again, or no. So confusing that. So sati is awareness. Always remember, when you are aware, you cannot think. Awareness before. The. Knowing means what? Before you know, you don't know, isn't it? How do you know? You have to perceive. So before you perceive, understand? Before the aggregate of mind come out. So learn to understand this clearly, Can follow, so far? Clear? Okay, we read on. Be with the moment without thought. That one also okay. But they went on to confuse it with another Pali word. And then they say, it carries the meaning of remembrance and recollection. Then they say, sati has a lot to do with memory and recollection. So what is sati? I don't want to know the history, because when I meditate, I can be with the moment without thought. Hence, I can understand. That's why I know what sati is. Sati is mind in fullness, full of awareness without thought. That's why I say sati is awareness before the knowing, and you just aware. Why can't you just be aware? Because you think a lot. True or not? Everything also want to know. So what you do? Think lah. That's why dependent orientation move very fast. Why can't you just be aware? Well, you think a lot. Yeah. You are so heedless. And you are seldom? Seldom what? Are you following me or not? You are seldom aware. At the moment, your mind cannot be quiet because of your habitual tendency of heedlessness or habitual heedless thinking. You always have what? A lot of fear, anxiety, worry, and mental hindrance of mind like sensual desire. You like, dislike, pleasant, unpleasant. So sensual desire, you will. Then your mind worry a lot, think a lot. So all your fear, worry, anxiety make you restless. And that's why the hindrance come. Then you're not sure, don't have right view, don't have Dhamma. So you doubt. My mother say cannot. Then the topek kong say cannot. But the angkong say can. You go and believe all these things. Then you say, the lama lo say can. As long as I drink the food. You go and do all these sort of things. Or you say the medium tell me, I got this very dangerous one. They say what 30 years would you get kiap? Oh, beside lon chup mu, you heard of this? Then what 60 years go would you get kiap? You go and live like that. You take care karma, don't worry anything. Not so real, not what you think. Then you hold on to all these beliefs. This is your delusion, right and reach. You believe the bomo, you believe the medium, you believe even the, what they call, topekong. Topekong also didn't see before. But you saw the statue, you say, God, topekong. Actually, God, topekong God, you cannot play a fool. You know why? You ask contractor. You simply remove that place where the topekong is. I tell you, your whole project cannot move. Your crane, your excavator, all break down until they build a topekong at the site. Then offer. Latokong, sorry. Very good. Sorry. Good. Luckily you correct me. Otherwise they believe me. Latokong, yes. Don't play a fool. They exist. But you have to talk to them and they say, no, we got a contract in our society. When we tender, we given this contract, we possess this site. So we have to do site clearing. I hope you don't mind. I understand you are here before me. If there is sign of this problem, then you know God. Then he said, you don't worry. I built you a new house, a new bungalow. Then I offer you. Then ilang tai nyo la, you remember not? Because they said, Dato Kong is Malay. You also know. Cannot offer pork, Thai gu, Thai yao, nasi, you so what was that? Your family is in this line, construction. Then how you know all this? Very good, Kehun. When young, you heard, very good. Yeah, because they get into problem, understand? Then they build one, very big one for them. Then you say, you are free to stay and help us protect this area. They become different. They say, this guy respect me. Okay. It's just like you go to a new place. You never pay respect to the taiko there. You do what you like. I tell you, he will say, you never die before. Understand? Bersi kuya, mei sei go. They say what? 不见棺材不流泪啊. You heard of that? 不见棺材不流泪. 不见棺材不流眼泪. Never die before. So it doesn't mean they don't exist. They exist, but don't have anything to do with them. Then you know they exist. Talk to them. Understand? Apply Noble Eightfold Path. Understand? Then they like you. Then they protect you. Then every time get hun go, weather very good. Then nothing happened. Then you say, thank you. La Tau Kong, thank you. Understand? Aiyo, I say talk to them using Noble Eightfold Path, apply, not to teach them Noble Eightfold Path. You cow lot when you teach them Noble Eightfold Path. That's why listening are very dangerous. But just now that lady, very good. That lady that come and see me. Now I can share. We have more people coming in. You listen again. I think I shared it this morning, but hardly anybody got it right or understood. I think that lady knows something. She told me. She came and asked me, but till I can ask you a question when I was wrapping the whiteboard. He said, just now you were mentioning the table example, remember? What did I say? Real or not? Then, you sure real? Are you sure? You close your eye and see, exist or not? Close your eye, don't exist already. You can't even feel it, you say real. Because of magic, understand or not? So they film it on the white screen, also real. Understand or not? Then she said she contemplated. Brother, now I understand. Everything is perception from the mind. No, really. But I can't even feel it, understand or not? At least I put my hand. I can feel. Solid, understand or not? Hot and cold. At least perceptible to your mind, mundane mind. So, more real in that sense. The rest of the thing that you perceive, you can't even touch it or sense it, just because your brain tells you, you say real. You understand? So, should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, what I try to explain to you is, when you brush your teeth, you remember that? How you brush your teeth? You think a lot, not only think, you create the mental formation, the image of the toothbrush inside there, understand? You understand? Then you have the image for mental formation of the teeth also. Are you sure this is happening? This is not the reality. If you silence your mind, what is happening? The sensation only, understand or not? You understand or not? That's why you say you're mindful. You're brutal. I'm mindful. I use what Colgate also, I know. You say you're mindful. Colgate also exists already. Like he say, the students say, I'm enlightened. They point to the table, table. Colgate also come out already. You say you're mindful. Understand? When you're mindful, it's just the pure awareness. Then when you do everything, whatever you cannot feel with the mind is definitely not real to you, isn't it? Then she realized the phenomenal world of form all suddenly dropped off. Nothing real. Yeah, I can't perceive. Understand or not? Do you understand? All this through your mental telling you, understand or not? You can't even feel it. But because you see it through your vision. Cinema also you see. You know it's a white screen and the light shot on it. How real can it be? True or not? So mindfulness, when you do it correct, you realize nothing is real. That's why I told you one day, about almost 20 or 30 years ago, when I was having my bath, I realized there was nothing. But this form and mind can feel the water, the shower, but no word. Then I was silent, completely feel. Then I realized that awareness and perception is not what the human mind tell you, not the mundane mind tell you. Everything is like nothing. Only that sensation. And the sensation comes from where? The tactile consciousness. Then the mind aware. Finish. Where got so many things? That's why you go and create loved one. Then everything you see, my house, my car. But you dare not tell your wife, my girlfriend. You say, darling, honey, I see you. Actually, you see the one at the back. So you act. You are never really, really your own nature. You know I act or not? That's why one of my teachers used to share with me. He said, Theo, do you know everybody is an actor in this world? You agree or not? You always act, try to be nice, especially cutting the time, dress up nicely. No car, so go and borrow or go and rent. So a lot of things you do, you try to impress people, correct or not? Correct or not? Yes. Unless you are very humble, very simple, then you don't do that. Otherwise, I can tell most people, most human beings, you know why? You don't want people to perceive you like you're very poor, you don't have this, you don't have. So your mind is constantly trying to boost your ego, trying to boost your wealth and all those things. You want to show people that you are not poor. Whether you are poor or not poor depends on your understanding. When you understand, you are very wealthy. You are very beautiful. But it's not physical. Spiritual wealth, understand? Spiritual beauty. Your mind state are so beautiful. Where you hold the embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path. And I helped one undergraduate came out of depression by telling her just this. Because she lost her mother. Then the mother, father got problem. After she lost the mother, she became depressed. Then after that, the double barrel came. One person, more elderly than her, saw her condition, so talked to her, get to know her. Well, then she came back, her happiness, because now at least got a boyfriend. Understand not? Doctor. Then that boyfriend married, she didn't know. By the time she know, the boyfriend said, I cannot continue the relationship. Well, my wife is already suspecting, making noise. So the moment the news say you want to break off, she kena double barrel. Understand? The memory of mother loss come, then he said, this guy so nice, I thought I can recover halfway, suddenly kena like that. Understand? Then she become so depressed. Luckily, she came to pubs where I teach the meditation there. Then that night, very visit day she go and help out one. She's a once a year Buddhist also. Then he happened to help out, then they asked her to help in the Buddhist activity. So she attended my class, I think less than 1 month that time, because he's still on holiday. Then what happened was, that night, it was also a Thursday night, she came very early, half an hour earlier than the rest. Then I make it a point to arrive early also, because immediately after dinner, I don't want people to wait for me. So I was there. Then another Kayamita brought me there. Then I saw her, unhappy. The tears still there. You can see everything. Sad. Then I look at her. I say, are you okay? She start to cry immediately. You go and teach meditation, you got this undergraduate, 22 years old lady, sit in front there, cry first. What you do? You teach her vipassana. Cannot. I said, then I say, don't worry. After meditation, see me. I said, we talk. Then I make sure, because it's a young lady, I don't know her. So I make sure the Kayamita that brought me along, also a lady, I said, you join me. Then we have a discussion. Then I said, okay, temple want to close. Why not we go to Tetare or somewhere quiet so that we discuss. And after she told me all this, you know what I told her? Yours is small problem. You don't have a problem at all. Yours is not life and death. You are still so young. You still got college to go and all those things. You got your exam. So these are priorities. So what I told her is, I said, when you understand the Buddha Dhamma, when you cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, you become beautiful, I say. Then that guy who doesn't want you, miss out everything. They call what? I'm sick for. And I said, why you worry? I said, then she listened. Then he said, what is Noble Eightfold Path? Then I say, right view, means right understanding. Then you cultivate, improve your life. Then you have right speech, you become more gentle, more pleasant, character-wise, personality-wise. Then interact with people, with right speech, right action, right action, and right thought. Then live life with understanding. Then have goodness, have kindness. You will change, you will become a better person, then people will like you. She listened, because she is already in this state. I say, it's only a thought. If you always let the thought, trap you, you will be depressed because you continue to think like that. Then he said, if I cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, I can be different. I say, you ask yourself, think of that negative thought and become miserable, depressed, or think of Noble Eightfold Path and try to understand and focus on it like study. Then he said, yeah, I think so. I need something to forget about that matter. And you know what happened? She just did that. Every time she sees somebody, she improves. Then, second year or third year, she was sent to training. So that training, I was in a company that I think sell don't know what one, got PR one. And I said, oh. Then he remember what I say, you know. When you talk to customer, talk to your colleague, talk to your boss, you must have this right speech. You must be gentle, pleasant, then lead to harmony, no negativity, don't get angry. She applied that, you know. Then after that, the colleague all like her, you know. You understand? Then the customer they call, hey, so courteous one, this stuff. Then they come to the office, they ask, who was that lady I talked to? Then she was full of joy, you know. Say, Prati, what you say is correct. No? You are not so pretty ma, physically. But her character, her personality becomes so different that people like her. No? Then he realized, hey, now colleague also got people interested in her. No? Ask her, are you free on the weekend or not? All those things. Huh. Then how? That's why she called me. No? Say, Prati, thank you so much. No? And then my daughter met her. My daughter met her later on. Yeah, she know that time my daughter was same age or slightly older. I think you graduate already, slightly older than her. That's how she just turned around like that. Then you know what happened 3 months later? I didn't know. I was invited to pubs to deliver a Dharma talk. So when I was there delivering morning, then I saw one lady, you know, dressed up until I also almost cannot recognize her. That smile to me, you know, dangerous or not? Then I don't know who, you know. Then I send her, don't know, got problem one or somebody interested in my Dhamma. So after I finish, then she walked to me with a smiling face. Then when she fold her palm and say, Brother Theo, thank you so much. Oh, then I remember her. You know why not? When she was in that state of depression, she forgot even how to dress. No mood to dress at all. Understand? Was very, very down and very shabby and everything. Makeup also don't have everything. Suddenly that day dressed until like that. Then he told me, Brother Theo, thank you so much. I said, what happened to you? He said, because of what you teach me. Then he told me all this. Then he said, not only that, no. My colleague all asked me, how come within 2-3 months you can become so... They knew she was depressed, isn't it? Correct or not? So miserable, everybody want to help also cannot help with that. Then suddenly become so bubbly, so happy, you know. So everybody asks, what happened? Oh, you see, I tell you, you won't believe one. You see, just because of Dhamma. Oh, you use the word Dhamma. Actually, Noble Eightfold Path. Then he told a friend, you won't believe, you see. What turn me around with Dhamma? Still don't want to apply? Still don't want to use? You understand? Depression also can come out and become more beautiful. Understand? If you have the embodiment of all the virtue of the teaching, the Noble Eightfold Path, that is inner beauty. Understand? Then if they don't know how to judge you or value you, they themselves lose out, isn't it? Zhao po, the right word is zhao po. You know what is zhao po? Po di tao zheng du bi yao kwa. Understand? Precious stone. Understand? You go and look for that one, like my wife say flower vase. You know what is flower vase? Bai sui one. Means physically very pretty one. But please don't get me wrong. A lot of pretty girls out there don't like me. It doesn't mean pretty girls don't have dhamma. Understand? God, because of parami. But most of them, if you look for that, like flower vase means what? Pai sui, understand? You know why pai sui? Display one, to appreciate one, to fall in love one, understand? Then what happens? Flower vase, need to keep, need to take care, polish, accident, kliang, gone already, Means what? You have to respect her, talk to her nicely, take joy to her, like that flower vase, kiang, you finish, right? I tell you. You want flower vase or one wife? Proper wife, What is floppy? Trophy, Trophy wife, No lah, my wife say flower vase. We have flower vase, pai sui, understand? So, when you understand, you know how to choose. Choose what? choose the one that got Dhamma one, understand or not? You chia be liao after that. You understand or not? You know Mimi San, isn't it? Huh? Mimi, our Kayamita. You know why San told the mother? After he know the Dhamma, he also gifted one from the past. He said, Mommy, want to find one real Dhamma girlfriend, very difficult. You know, he said, everyone he come to know one, like him one, but he also not bad one. All know Dhamma one, he said. Yao feature la, Yao Yong la, but no Dhamma. So? Huh? Well, bring her in. Tai Tai Ichi Nian Fo. I tell you, flower wants to ask him to Nian Fo. He said, I want to go on tour. You got the 4C or the 5C. So different people got different priority. So if you know how to choose partner or life partner or spouse, then you are not deluded. You look forward. Like my wife, don't have anything. Room also don't have. Everything also don't have. So come marry me. I say you not scared sleep on the road. Fun guy. Then you know what she say? I trust you because I can feel you very honest, very sincere. And just this word only. Understand? You somehow go and check this guy how, marry him how, got enough money to feed me or support me or not, and give me all the comfort or not. Can I go to Disneyland? Can I go to Europe? Can I go to Japan, Sakura, everything? You yourself think of that only. Then you didn't check whether got Dhamma or not, whether this guy can have what you call number three, what you call Xiao San or not. You don't know, no. Then you choose all got money. Most of them end up got Xiao San, Xiao Si, Xiao Wu, Xiao Liu. So after that you cry. I didn't know. I know he like that. I wouldn't marry him. Understand? So all these things is Dhamma. Because last time you also trick people. After marry also got Xiao San, Xiao Si, Xiao Wu, Xiao Liu. That's why now you become the victim. Your husband do this to you. Understand? That's why never violate the precept. Third precept. Understand? You want good life, you better cultivate Dhamma. So this one, sati, mindfulness, has its power. You understand? Then if you are sensitive, mindful, you know what is real, what is unreal. This is real Dhamma. Understand? Everything also you cannot use your mind to feel one. How real can it be? Understand? At least when I take bath, the shower, that touch, then when I brush the, I realize when I silent, only that sensation. Understand? Nothing. If you brush until means what? While brushing, thinking. Then you say, oh, brush, you say mindful. Then you think of the toothbrush. Then the toothbrush, my teeth, how? Whether I brush correctly or not. All the thought inside there, all the image, that is mental formation now. You understand not? But you are not silent to feel all this thing. Then how you gargle also, you don't know. How your hand move also, you don't know. How you finish all your brushing also, you don't know. Yes, Angie. Yeah.
Yes. Illusionist like David Copperfield walking across the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
You know, it looks so real. Don't know what's happening.
Not only that, Statue of Liberty also disappear. Correct or not? With high speed cameras some more. What is illusionist? Great illusion for you to see lah. You look at all the show, magician. If they get this type of magic, you think they need to become magician or not? They can create money already, understand? They can make you disappear already, understand? So don't go and believe all this. But there is a possibility because David Copperfield, you look at here, he do energy field, I believe. He focus on his concentration very good. So if he really have that path, the jhana and all those things, he can cause things to happen. Within that moment, it disappear. Really. You remember I told you after I took my bath, I come down and I perceive my Toyota like it's completely gone. Then I check, I look across the tree, pop, gone again. Understand? If you got high speed camera, that time really that car disappear. Understand? That's why all these are possible. Only mind, understand? Then if you have the four element, understanding, during the Buddha's time also, they walk across the river, you remember? One of the ascetic. Then the Buddha talked to him. How long it take you to train yourself to do this? He said, 20 years. Very proud of all, 20 years. Oh, but I can cross with 1 rupee hour to the Sampan below. I also cross. You spend 20 years doing this. Understand? To impress people, understand? That shows the lack of understanding. Priority is not right. Understand? Why you want to do all this? Magic. People cannot do, you can do. So, you become famous. Understand? So, it's sometimes it's because they have this talent, this gift. They say sometimes they perform. Their performance are very special. Because these are talented people. So they can become that. So it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, doesn't happen. It can. So the four elements last time during the Buddha's time also, they can create transformation body. Remember? Huh? Don't know which disciple already. Brother Tay will know. Huh? One become 1,000 one. Who was it?
In the assembly, the Buddha wanted to speak to that monk. So he couldn't see him in the assembly. So he asked another monk to go and look for him. So this second monk that went down there and saw that there was not only just that particular monk.
Yeah, there are so
he
many
saw
same
a thousand,
one,
so many of
so
them.
Many same one,
yeah, then he came back, he told to the Buddha, saying that I can't find because so many are the same. So then the Buddha told this second monk, he said, okay, you go. The moment you call that monk's name, you watch, see which of the
the transformation one.
The one that moved first, you go and hold on the hand.
I will catch him.
Right. So he went back and did as taught by the Buddha. So when he saw the first one that moved slightly, he went and catch hold of him.
The real one,
and then the others disappeared. These are
very
mental
good
phenomena, all those.
So it's the same thing there. We all Chinese culture also got what? Si Yu Ji. You know Si Yu Ji? Journey to the West, Sun Wukong, Zhu Ba Jie, Sa Zhen. Then the Sifu is what? Tang San Zhang. You know what is the story or not? Tang San Zhang go to the West, Qi Jing, to look for the Dhamma. Who he bring along? Who is Sun Wukong? Who is Zhu Ba Jie? Who is Sa Zhen? Sa Zhen very angry one, understand? A lot of anger one, hatred. Zhu Ba Jie, very lustful one, a lot of greed one, eat until fat one. Sun Wukong, a lot of power one, very cunning one, but have a lot of magic one. So, three evil rules, greed, hatred, and delusion is telling you. So to tame the monkey mind, how to tame? Ayo, Kuan Yin teach Tang San Zhang what? Put the ring, like, wow, you're so good, Sun Wukong, I reward you. This is a ring for you, like king, wear. The moment wear, Kuan Yin say Chan. They say Dhamma, the moment Chan, the Arani, everything, that Sun Wukong also cannot run. So your monkey mind, you need Dhamma, to tame. Someone doesn't know, CCUG don't understand. You think real. Then Sun Wukong do what? Pull some hair out. What happened? A lot of Sun Wukong appear there. Like the Buddha's time, the story. Now you see or not? Then last time you also asked this question. Got Sun Wukong or not? Can Pian one? How many magic he has? 72. Pang very good. 72 Pian. Then? 七八怪. 猪八戒, 32, understand? So all these people got magic one. Then during the Buddha, those who do psychic one, they can go underground because the four elements are interchangeable. So passing through the Great Wall of China is nothing, understand? That's why he can show you. From the net here, then he disappear. Then after that, when he come out the other side, you think he levitate over. Understand? The camera was all there. So he has this ability, but people cannot understand. Sometimes he uses the word magic easier, can make more money. Yes, so don't doubt. But when you understand, a lot of things are possible. But don't get involved, understand? This one don't give you the wisdom. More important thing is understanding. Go for Dhamma. Transform yourself. You can become so beautiful. You cannot... What did the teaching say? Your birth, you cannot decide. Understand or not? Your karma decide. But who you marry to, you can decide, isn't it? Correct or not? How you want to become what a person, what type of person, you can decide, isn't it? So make that choice. Moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? Are you improving yourself? Are you making use of this life, or you wasted your life? Or you, through delusion, allow yourself to be miserable. You don't love yourself. Now you see the Dhamma. You think Sun Wukong, Chu Pa Chie, that fairy tale. You call that fairy tale, C.U.G. When you understand the Dhamma is there, the author that come up with the story is very wise. Understand? And that monk is real monk, no, Tang San Chang. In China, we visited the Wei place before. Xin Jing, according to Jin Hao, translated by him, no? Oh, ni kai wan xiao. Understand? No? So all this, you have to understand. Then they are possible. Okay? Enough, Oh, got one more question, Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Brother Teo. Okay, just in case a place is either haunted or whatever, for you know, cannot be rented out. So how do we use Eightfold Noble Path to solve this problem?
I already explained it just now, but how many of you know? Who want to try to answer? He said, if there's a haunted house, cannot rent out, how to apply Noble Eightfold Path to rent it out? Got this type of Dhamma or not? Got or not? I already told you, don't get involved. But if it happened to be the condition, you bought the wrong house, really got this type of thing, so what you do? Like the Topek Kong, or the Latok Kong, understand? Talk to them. Sometimes you buy new house, you do renovation, you kena left and right. I got one case, the couple came when I was teaching in Champaka. They are supposed to be Buddhists, no? I think from Brickfield, I don't know where. They suddenly appear in the Saturday class. I also don't know them, no? But I observed two new fellows at the back, no? And I don't know them. Then later on, I asked my Karyamita, they also don't know them, no? It seems they got problem, no? Then they come to the temple. Then the temple say, there is a Brother Teo teaching Dhamma up there. You ask him, maybe he can help you. That's how the two guys came. No? They were sitting at the back. No? Then they were hearing my sharing. No? Then I did talk about a little bit of people's problem. Then you know what happened? After the talk, immediately the two approached me. No? Then I can feel, no? The wife is full of fear. Full of unhappiness, no? Problem. No? Then the husband also, like, together lah. Then he come and ask me, he said, Brother Teo, I got this problem. I was talking about karma. He said, I got this problem. 3 months ago, I got good life. We just got married. Very good relationship with the husband. Then, everything go on well. Then what happened was, after 3 months, don't know what happened. No, for no reason, I argue with my husband. No, I get angry at him. No, then I get angry at almost everybody. No, then a lot of things went wrong. No, first thing I ask her is, did you renovate your house? Then he looked at me. No, he said, what? No, we bought a new house. We didn't renovate our house, but we bought the new house. Then we did renovation. Then after that, you know what I told her? No? I say, because you did renovation without knowing that this non-human were there. Understand? No? It may not be haunted. It may be that non-human was there before her. And like I say, you go to a new place, the one that is in charge, you never pay respect, you didn't touch your food, you don't know how to, like, please him, then you do what you like, you think you cannot work, you sure cannot work, then when I explain this, she counted me, Radio, I come from Brickfield, that's why I also suspect, Then, I go and buy the chanting tape, What type of chanting tape, The pari chanting, He say, I play, I kena lagi kaulat. I say, sure lah. Then she look at me, I say, do you know what happened? You play that chanting tape, that vibration, they know it's challenging them, You want to challenge me? Come lah, hula. So, kena level, he said, no wonder, I got angry with the contractor. He said, this contractor was recommended by a friend. Very good contractor. He said, until contractor also angry, don't want to do the work. He said, like everything went wrong. Then he asked me like your same question. So how? What to do? I say very simple, talk to them. Can talk one? Why cannot? They can hear you, you cannot see them. That's why they exist. Don't be naive until all these are fairy tale got such deal. Then I told her, very easy, you go and tell, go back, sincerely ask for forgiveness first. You say, I really must apologize. Then I teach her how to do that. Then after that, I say, you talk to them. He say, I understand you are here before me. And because of my stupidity, I didn't understand. I did all this renovation without respect. Letting you know without informing you, then misunderstanding we get into this type of situation. So I really admit it's my fault. I ask for forgiveness. Then I had to explain a little bit to you. In our society, if I buy, I pay money, then I own. So this place become mine. Then I actually can do whatever I want to. But I understand you were here before me. So I hope you can stay. Yeah, after that, it will be nicer. Then like Datu Kong, you want to make an altar, whatever shrine for there, you make, understand? You can stay here. Otherwise, you got a tree outside. You say, I will plant a tree. This is your dwelling. You stay here. Understand? Can understand? So talk to the haunted house, the non-human society. You pay, you own, but I understand you are here. I hope you understand. You are welcome to stay. Then, why you want to hear them? I tell you, when you can hear them, means you are like them already, understand? The vibration same already. You want to become like that? Like the cancer patient. Up, front, window, everywhere can see. You want to see them or not? Then why you want to say, I can't hear them, I can't see them? Better not to see them. Better just talk to them, feel. That's why you don't mind, you cannot feel, you don't know all these things. You understand? And after that, really no more problem. Come back and thank me some more. So, you think I got magic? I got psychic? I can see? I can't. It's my nature can understand. But from the way things happen, roughly I sense it's very likely like that. Why? How did I have this understanding? You think I learned one? How do I have this understanding? What did the Buddha say? You are? You're what you are. Then you are not telling me anything. My daughter there, correct? You are born of your karma, understand? Heir to your karma conditions. But you are what you are. So if this thing happened to you, related to karma, understand? Last time you non-human, you also taro people kau-kau, understand? So now you don't know how you cause suffering to that new owner, understand? So this life come, you buy new house, got condition or not? The non-human there, got condition, everything fall into play like nature's law. The light bulb light up lah. You kena back lah, understand or not? That's why I straight away ask, do you do any renovation or not? You think I got psychic, I can read mine? I don't have. I cannot touch magic, understand or not? Because the moment I touch energy field, psychic, I will lose my ability to perfect the wisdom. Do you understand? It will affect my wisdom, understanding. So that's why don't touch. The Buddha told the monk what? Don't exhibit your psyche, even if it comes as a byproduct, you remember? Don't get involved with fortune teller and all those things. Because they are like you, mortal. They also subject to birth and death. You go to them, they are not the refuge safe, understand? They don't have the Dhamma. But respect them, understand? They do exist. Some of them are genuine, helping people. Like we discussed the other day. Huh? Answer your question or not?
Thank you so much. Yes, you have answered.
Okay.
I will try whatever you ask me to do. But actually, I've been doing a lot of dedication, you know, to that place now. And ask the spirit.
How do you do it?
I just, after my prayer, I just do dedication to all the Buddha, then all the Devas, then especially to that, you know, beings now in that office. Then I just say that...
Do you know what you are doing or not? That non-human you cannot see. You are talking to the Buddha, Anasana, or the higher being. You didn't even pay attention to him. Anasana. Do you think he will stop what he do or not?
But I visualize my eyes into that place. Lah. So I just say that, you know, may you be, you know, reborn. Lah. Go to the light.
You are talking to who?
Whatever is there.
Ayo, you cannot, Anasana. What you have to understand is you are deluded because you don't understand. Then you only hear people say, oh, I talk to that lah. What is that? What is that?
I don't know.
No idea, understand? So I already told you they are non-human, understand? You know what is non-human?
Suspect, of course.
You know what is non-human? What are they?
Petas.
Not necessary, that one.
Oh.
Ayo, that one is go kuya. Understand? Some of these are demons on the human realm. Understand? Some of these are earthbound devas. Like Latokong is earthbound devas. Understand? Then some of them are Gandhavas. You understand? The demon got a lot of type. Huh? Te, Gandhava some more? Huh? Yaka. Some more? You don't even know who you want to talk. Tai Lou there also you don't know. Understand or not? Be courteous. Yeah, just say, I don't know who you are. Whoever you are, please. Like that, who can understand you?
Actually, I brought Chief Monk there already.
You brought Lucky Bigger one also. If they don't understand, it won't help. Understand or not? Last time I told you, the one Mr. Depression, what is it? He also went to all the motivation, he went to all the monk, everything. Nothing happened. Then there was one, I think, Mi Fong, they all know one. Yeah? Boy Lan's sister, you remember? That one, almost 10 years, kena karma in depression. See all the monk already. Everywhere go, nothing work. Until one day, they went with me to Wu Tai San. Then Mi Fong, they all know. Mi Fong met the sister in the market. Then Mi Fong inquire. Then he said, I'm fine, I'm okay, but my sister got problem. And then he relate to me. Then Mi Fong remember. He said, you go and see Brother Teo. Then Boy Lan said, which Brother Teo? Last time, University, Buddhist Society, BGF, was it? Then only she agreed to come now. Then after he come, you ask Mi Fong. They listen whole day, you know. Take me for lunch, take me for dinner, then go to her house, see the sister. Then I teach her what to do, you know. Then after don't know how many months, I forgot already, the sister completely turned around, recover. That one is coming on, very severe, cannot even talk to the sister. You have to understand, not overnight, you listen, oh, Brother Teo say like that, talk to them. How to talk also didn't record now. And every situation is different. So you must have goodness. If you have goodness, they will know one, they won't catch you one. Then you very... Kekia, understand? Means before you go into the house, you say, may all beings be well and happy, understand? May you be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May you have love, may you have joy, and may you have peace. Then explain, if you are around, I need to let you understand. Our society, if we buy, then this house belongs to us. Then we have the right to use. We have the right to renovate everything. But I understand you are here before me. So you are most welcome to stay. If let's say you are that non-human, will you get angry? Ah, sure won't, isn't it? Because this owner is so understanding, so hakhei, you know, understand? He sure love you. Then he said, I hope you can stay and help protect this house. Wow, he like it. Happy, understand? This new owner, so hakhei, request me to help. Then I will be friendly to you. I will transfer merit to you. I will share merit to you. I tell you, they will protect your house, understand? The deva, everything. That's why I have no beautiful power. Everywhere you go, you will be beautiful. Don't have metta, nothing, got trouble, only ask around. Sometimes you even ask, go and read book, understand? Then become your own doctor, understand? Unless you understand, you have your path. Huh? Okay, enough. Otherwise, I cannot finish. Yeah, thank you. Sadhu. Okay, next one. Number five. Did I finish number four? Sati is awareness before the knowing. Yeah, finish. And you're just aware. Why can't you just be aware? Because you think a lot. This one finish, huh? Yeah, we have a lot of fear, anxiety, and mental hindrance of mind. Okay. Then number five. Awareness before the knowing means what? Because got problem until I have to explain some more. No? The knowing is your thoughts, perception, correct? How do you know things? You have to perceive, isn't it? True or not? Then? Your aggregate of mind come out already, understand? Your reaction, stirring, like, dislike, pleasant, then your proliferation of thought, everything come out. So initially, it just appears awareness before even feeling and perception arise, before the labeling, the words, and the views, and the opinion come and interfere. It is just what the Buddha said. In the seeing, there is just what? Can you understand this? Can or not? Like the light bulb just light out. The content hasn't gone in yet. And there is no one to see. Just the pure consciousness arising, vinyanang. The pure awareness before you input the content of consciousness or just the pure direct seeing. Then, without words, without the labeling, without the conscious mind focusing or perceiving through memory, to recall, etc. So, understand. Then the next one is general spacious awareness. It's just a general spacious awareness, just aware without a center. The moment thoughts come in, it means you have already focused or recalled through memory, and that's not sati anymore. Understand? That one become a thought already. The five aggregate of form and mind, mental aspect, second aspect. Can follow? This one is very important. Then? So when you want to understand what sati is, you need to have a very calm and very silent mind. If your mind is not silent, the true nature cannot shine forth. The true mind cannot come out, because your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either it is aware within, or it is what? You go and check. So easy to understand. When you think, can you be attentive? Can you be aware? Cannot. Because the activity that move, you are preoccupied with it, understand? You are commenting, verbalizing. Then you are reacting to what you see, what you hear, and all this. That's why you are not mindful. You cannot see what is going on in your mundane mind. All of your sankhara activity, the moment you perceive, you think. The moment you think, you become emotional, you stir, you react. Then you get angry yourself for nothing. Then you project your thought, develop the fear. This is torturing yourself, making yourself miserable. See that, so that you don't foolishly do that. And this is what I mean by playing the game of, you create suffering, isn't it? Yet you don't know. You still say, I try to understand, I was contemplating. You think that is contemplating? That is creating wrong thought. Because you don't have the Dhamma, you cannot contemplate. You're supposed to contemplate or what? The handful of leaves is what? What are the handful of leaves? Four noble truths, and it's three turning. That is contemplation. Getting angry, think and getting emotional, someone say that is contemplation. That is creating wrong thought to torment you, to make you miserable. Until you become like cuckoo, anasa, depressed, so unhappy. So the Buddha said, sorrow, lamentation, your misery, grief, all these are suffering, and yet you don't know. The first noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. You go through also you don't know. So are you cultivating the first turning, the second turning? You didn't. So cultivation demands understanding, then only you can do it. So this one is a very good understanding. Either is aware within or lost in thought, heedlessly lost in thought. The human being, because of their heedlessness and their delusion, they are constantly lost in thought and seldom, or I give you the benefit of the doubt, hardly aware. Means sometimes got aware. But I can tell you, most of you, that word is correct, hardly aware. That is the reason why the Buddha said the heedless are spiritually. Do you stand a chance or not if you heedlessly think like that? All the negative one. No clarity, nothing. Don't have the silent mind. Don't have the right view. Don't have the Dhamma. Are you living life? You are as if dead, isn't it? You have no Dhamma at all. Without Dhamma, you are as if dead. And the Buddha said, without heedfulness, you cannot learn the Dhamma. You cannot meditate. You cannot understand the teaching. So they are related. That's why before he died also, he makes sure he passed the message down. What did he say? Strive on with? Apamadena sambadeta. All this hint he gave, you didn't catch. A lot of people tell me this word. Apamadena sambadeta. What's the meaning? Strive on with heedfulness. But don't understand. When he says strive on with heedfulness, means determine or strive on to become heedful, understand not? It's not strive on to become enlightened. No. You strive means effort, cannot. But strive on to become heedful, can. You train the mundane mind to be heedful. That one need determination, need very strong mind. Sada virya to push you, then you do. Then when you are heedful, the Buddha said you are destined for enlightenment. After that, no need to strive. After that, just direct seeing, meditate, cultivate. Understand? Huh? Again, no sound. I don't know what. Okay, 5.2. Then, is it okay for me to think of the four foundations of mindfulness as the four foundations of awareness? Is it appropriate? Yeah, not bad. I said, yes, you can say that. It's not harmful. But later part in the sutta, they add in the word sampajana, which is clear comprehension, and call it sati sampajana. So you not only mindful, you must also have clear comprehension of what you are mindful of. That's why the third category of cultivation under kaya nupasana is awareness and clear comprehension of what is going on, or sati sampajana. There is clarity. Then there is also the sentence, aware internally and externally. You remember Satipatthana? Yeah? After overcoming what? Covetousness and grief. Then you maintain mindfulness on the kaya, on the feeling, on citta. Then you are mindful internally, externally. You remember that? Then both internally and externally. You remember that sentence or not? Then how you do? You sure use the mundane maya? Ibratua. I got one body only, you know. When I mindful of my body, I mindful internally. You know. How can I be mindful of outside body? You agree or not? Logical or not? Huh? Logical or not? No, they say it's not logical. Why? When you are mindful means your mind is in? Your mind is in sati. So can your mind be mindful of external phenomena? What? No. Who is it? Queenie, better reflect first. When you have sati, your mind is in sati, you cannot be mindful. What are you trying to tell me? Means you do understand mindfulness. Because when you are in sati, you will be mindful. Mindful of everything you see, you hear, you smell. That's why external, internal, you can. Understand or not? Last night, those who follow me on, I shared this with them. Because one day, I didn't know until when I went to the kopitiam, eat char kway teow. I ordered char kway teow. Then I was waiting there. Then I was having this mindfulness. Then I observed everybody. Then suddenly, I looked at the char kway teow guy. He was doing the frying. No? You know what happened? I was mindful of the whole movement. No? Like I am in his body doing the char kway teow. No? That's why internally and externally, you can be aware. Then the external phenomenal world, the flow of nature, when you perceive, you are aware, understand or not? You are aware of all this movement. You can be at the moment of perception, moment of contact. That's why internally you aware, the internal six sense basis. Externally, you can also be aware. That's why you can sense people's emotion, people's feeling. Understand? But you don't have mindfulness. You are not sensitive. That's why you can't understand all this. Okay? So this internally, externally, I hope by now you understand. Okay. Then we go on. All this you will slowly understand when you cultivate. Before you cultivate, when you have not realized the enlightenment as yet. Then I also know it's very difficult for you to use your mundane mind to rationalize through the rational thinking to try to understand that which is beyond thought, beyond mind. When you use thought, it's very difficult. That's why Sister Lee, you know who is Sister Lee or not? The lady, Lee Siu Gek, in charge of Wu Ping Ching Se. She was the one that invited me over to share the Heart Sutta there. So Sister Lee or Miss Lee printed out the J. Krishnamurti code on what is awareness. There is a quote on this though, by J. Krishnamurti. When you read, appear contradictory on. But I explain to you, then you tell me whether contradictory or not. You see, what did Krishnamurti say? What is awareness, which I just sent out through the email for sharing today. Then Miss Lee, very good. Every time, Sunday class, she will go and print the email I sent out. Maybe it's meant to be, that's why I say. It so happened I sent out, then she print. No? That's why I discuss it. Okay, you listen. J. Krishnamurti's daily quote below. Oh, Ingbi, you read at that time. Your name was here, no? Read by Sister Ingbi at Brother Teo's request. Oh, you read this, you benefited a lot that time. Can you understand it? Awareness is what? He used different words. Silent and choiceless observation of what is. What is the reality, seeing as they are. Understand or not? He used different English words, but he understands. That's why he knows. Then, what is that? In this awareness, the problem unrolls itself. I like the word unfold. Understand or not? Unfold itself. And thus, it is read fully and if you have sati, you will see all this. This is what the Buddha meant by direct seeing. Then you see clearly, you understand. That's what he said. Thus it is fully and completely understood. Then he also says silent with choiceless observation. Observe means attentively observe. The art of listening, aware. Understand or not? He never say, choicelessly thinking. Did he say that? No, attentive, silent. A problem is never solved on its own level because of what? Being complex, it must be? You don't understand, like we go through, how can you resolve your issue and problem? True or not? Then, the next one, understood in its total process. To try to solve a problem on only one level, whether physical or psychological, means use your rational thinking, use your physical form and mind, and use your emotion, so psychological means the mundane mind, leads to further what? How can you use thought? Thought will egoic, selfish, will tell you a lot of funny things. And confusion. So for the resolution of a problem, there must be this awareness. They say without sati, you are dead. This passive alertness or attentiveness. Passive means what? No choice. You don't make choice. Understand? Not get involved. You don't even comment, verbalize, or chatter. Understand? Which review is? Because like the Buddha say, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. So what is your intent when you do meditation? That's why silence your mind to understand what the Buddha say. Whatever that arise, if I silent and observe, I saw the phenomena, is it? Then the Buddha said there are causes and conditions. Means I have to understand the nature's law, the government. So I check. Every time this thing happen, then that thing happen. And so, like the Buddha said, when this arise, that arise. When this cease, that cease. Then you know what is happening. Then every time, because of what the Buddha said, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions, means the causes and conditions decide whether this thing exists or don't exist. Then you know cannot be a permanent, unchanging entity. Right? Then you silence your mind, you will awaken. Because that movement tell you everything is in a state of flux, dependent, originating, conditional. Right? Then you realize the universal characteristic of impermanent, change. Then immediately, empty nature, non-self, we are not a permanent, unchanging entity. That's how you awaken too. Then the next one, what is silent? Can you all understand this daily code or not? What is silent? Not just don't talk, no. You go to retreat, they draw a finger, cover their mouth. What is that? He said noble silent, no. You agree or not? Is it noble silent? No, like that means what? Shh! Don't talk, understand or not? Is that silent? Yeah lah, is that silent? Why not silent? Yeah lah, you don't make the noise, so that way don't talk, understand or not? But your heart chatter so much. Where got silent, understand or not? So the word silent, you have to understand. But I was silent, no, I didn't talk, no. Is that silent? Inside that chattering, verbalizing, creating what they call proliferation of thought, understand or not? They say what? Go Holland, come back, also don't know. Because heedless thinking, go everywhere, understand or not? That's why all this, without mindfulness, you cannot understand. I read on. Not just don't talk, silent here means no chattering, completely no mental chattering. No mental chattering means no verbalization, no thought. That's what awareness is. But sometimes when you are silent, it doesn't mean you are aware because you can be doing the disciplined attention. You know what is that? You silent your mind like no thought, but you have a thought inside there that discipline you. We are saying, I must be mindful. Then you are no longer mindful or aware. You know why? When you say, I must be mindful, who say that? When thought is active, can you be mindful? You sure cannot, isn't it? Well, you are creating thought and you say, I must be mindful. So the thought wants to be mindful. And what is mindfulness? Without thought, you already mindful. Do you understand? Then, why you must try to be mindful? Your understanding is, how can this thought don't arise? Understand or not? And the dependent origination link say what? Avijja paccaya sankhara, no? Dependent on? Ignorance and delusion, mental activity arise, no? So you think easy to be quiet, silent. A lot of meditators cannot do it. That's why they give you method technique. So they instead go and focus and control, use energy field to make sure it doesn't think. That's what they do, thought-based meditation. So this one, the moment you say, I must be mindful, then you are no longer mindful or aware. That's why I told you, don't try to be mindful. Because the trying is by the thought. But instead, just relax, maintain silence. Understand? Don't do anything. Just relax and let it cease. Because that mind, you don't stir, don't create, don't allow it to do any funny thing, don't resist, and don't want things your way. What happened? No more craving in it. Then it will return to its original state, which is stillness, silence, and awareness. Why can't you understand that? Then no need to do anything, effortless. You are in a meditative state. Then we go on. The moment you are silent, you are already aware. So, no need to try. So why do you want to be aware and try to be aware? Understand or not? You understand? The moment you are silent, you are already aware. You someone want to try. Trying means create thought. Understand or not? Because the thought is trying. Then the thought will verbalize. How come not silent one? Then you try to think. Aiyo. How to develop silence? And then you come, you ask in the class, Brother Teo, how to be silent? Huh? How you answer? You have to find out why are you not silent, is it? Correct or not? Then only you can understand how to be silent. Investigate also the one, find out also the one, everything one spoon fit. Understand not? One answer. One answer means what? Gullible, belief. That's why you must try. You don't try, I answer also no use. Well, you cannot understand. Then when you check the teaching, at least the Buddha's teaching say, yeah, because of mental hindrance. That's why it hinders me from entering the meditative state. That's why I cannot be silent. Mental hindrance there because I don't have the five spiritual faculty. And then you know how to start, isn't it? Then later on, the Buddha teach you the various type of meditation object. He don't call it matter and technique. He said anapanasati can anchor your mind to your breathing, which is part of kaya. That's why he said start with kaya nupasana to train. Anapanasati train your mind to be mindful. That's where you start. Then after you mindful, don't go and do anapanasati anymore. What must you do? Mindfulness of? The four posture, understand us, the second category of practice. That mindfulness with clear comprehension of all action, all movement. Follow and do. That is how you train. That's how your mind can become trained. Then when it's mindful, it will be silent. You will be aware. No need to try. Just understand, then do. Follow instruction like polite. That's why he said, no more pain, at ease, stillness, silent. Can sit so long. Do you think she question left and right, use the thought? She just follow instruction, relax, aware. And because she do therapy, she know when she is not relaxed. When all these things build out, she see how it come, because through wrong thought. Yes, so when you understand, you follow the instruction, you will see the result. First time come here, no, never attended my retreat before. The last time she saw me was about 3 years ago. Came to the Tuesday class a few times. Then how come she know how to do? You understand? So have faith, listen attentively, understand then do. You will get the same result. Okay? Next one is, during one of the recorded Satipatthana Sutta workshop, I heard this funny question that they asked. Who is aware? Oh, really, you know, in the workshop, you know, Four Foundation of Mindfulness Seminar. Oh, this one is Malaysia, you know, happened in Malaysia. So they asked the student who attended the retreat, asked the teacher, you know, who is aware and aware of what? And now I ask you, who is aware? Aware of what? It's just like you ask, who is mindful, isn't it? Mindful of what? What is he trying to tell you? Yeah, because that guy who asked doesn't know what sati is. Understand or not? In the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. That's why aware of the phenomena. You need someone to be aware or not? Is there a thought, a thinker behind the thought? All this don't have, all automatic, understand now, dependent, originating, condition. Some of you ask this type of question, who is aware? Aware of what? The moment aware of what means, you perceive what, understand now? Is that awareness? Well, this guy is talking about perceiving, understand now? Who is perceiving? Perceive what? Aware, no word, understand now? When you don't understand, you ask this type of question. Then I was so shocked when I hear the recording. After that, I don't want to listen anymore. Because the one that answer also, answer like very good question. And who is aware? Aware of what someone? Then I read, I don't know whether I got say all this thing there or not. I see what I say. I heard this funny question. Who is aware and aware of what? If you inquire this way, then you will get caught because your thought awareness is you think it's a conscious perception. It's a knowing. Knowing means what? Awareness before the knowing is sati. The moment you know, are you in sati? You are no more, isn't it? So they believe this thought, they thought awareness is knowing. That's why they have this type of thing. That's why you ask, who is aware and aware of what? Very logical, isn't it? Again, then? But because most people's sacrality or self-delusion is so strong, so how can they be aware? The thought always wants to be aware via verbalization. That's why it is a focused attention. Understand not? The moment you focus, you input the content, the thought is there. How can it be aware? So focused attention is not awareness. So the thought always want to be aware via verbalization. Oh, this one we finish, huh? Focused attention means the thought wants to be aware. The thought is still actively behind the so-called awareness. So how can it be aware? Understand or not? Inside there also got no. Understand or not? Huh? The thought is trying to be silent, to be aware of what it wants to be aware. So the moment you want to be aware of that thing, you are no longer aware because that one thing is a thought. Understand or not? Then choiceless, not making any choice or decision. I read on. Hopefully you understand. Awareness is just silent. And then choiceless awareness means what? Yeah? You don't try to make a choice. There is no decision of what you are aware of. Because there is no word. Understand? Then like the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. And there is no one to see as yet. So it's just the consciousness, the pure consciousness. Just like the physical experiment. Upon contact, the light bulb lights up. Which means the consciousness just arises naturally. See the word? Naturally. That's why Paul I say, never go against nature. Accept what is. Now you understand? Can't you just be aware of the consciousness, the pure consciousness, before you input the content of consciousness? The trouble with you is, you are so fast, and via memory, you already label it as flower, book, then, etc. Because of your conditioned thinking. That's why you cannot see. In order to see, you must have this ability to be silent, and you must have sati and samadhi. Otherwise, this aggregate of mind, they will arise very fast, and your mind stir. Means, your view, you wanting your way, your duality, your habitual trend, straight away you stir. And they come out very fast and you cannot do anything about it. So that's why when you read J. Krishnamurti quote, he said, sati is just awareness. And what is awareness? J. Krishnamurti said, awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of the reality of what is. What is the reality before the labeling, the actual thing. So don't try to go and develop a duality to react to what you see and observe. That's why it's just a choiceless observation of the reality. It means see things as they are, of what is. And what is means the isness of thing or the reality. Isness is suchness. That's why the Buddha is called a Tathagata. Your suchness is called Tathata. So a Tathagata is an expert in Tathata, and Tathata is suchness. So the choice of observation of what is observing the isness of thing, or just the silent awareness of the reality within the moment. So hopefully all in writing, very easy, very clear. So you read through properly. Listening attentively without thought. That is real sati, aware. Sister Monica, I think her question is very good. In one of my meditations on Thursday, he said, correct me if I'm wrong, whether there is sati or not. I could hear the talk that you were giving, and I know that there were brothers and sisters around me, but there was this joy in me. I wasn't thinking, and I know that it was after the whole thing that I started to recollect back. I was so joyful. I know that there was Brother Theo talking, and there were other people around. Just that, and then nothing else. So this lady really know how to meditate silent. That's why when she's aware, after she come out, she can recollect, because the awareness is so sharp, so clear. Then she know it's me and other people. But when she is observing, no words, understand that? But when she recollect after the whole thing, then she know, because she is able to have discernment through an understanding. When you, what they call, when you listen attentively, you can also assimilate what you listen, but you didn't go and proliferate what you listen. You didn't go and continue after that understanding. And actually that one, it's not really a conscious perception through the mundane mind. It's the understanding, when you attentively listen, there is an understanding because you have been listening to all this truth before. Then you can relate, like you in a class attentively listening to your teacher, maths or physics. Then you just understand, no thought, no word, nothing, just understand. Until it comes to a point where you have not had any understanding or experience before of what is being taught. And then, you cannot assimilate what is being shared. Understand that? But if you have it before, like Hui Ning, or those who cultivate before, the moment they hear truth, they connect and they awaken. So that is the essential understanding. Then I read on. I answer her. I say, okay, sadhu to you. Because when you listen attentively, there was no interference from your thought, your opinion, your views, your conditioning, etc. You don't comment inside your mundane mind. You just listen attentively without any reaction. That's what choiceless awareness is all about. But the moment you perceive or the mind cognize, that's already the mind coming out of sati. But in her case, she is very good because she did not allow it to continue to think. Which means there is awareness, then there is perception of relative talking. All of the vibration, etc., just goes in. Then if she wants to understand, she can understand. But she did not arise any thought to interfere, which means there is no views, opinion, or conditioning coming out of it. Just an open mind that listen, no right, no wrong. That's how I investigate with the silent mind, to find out whether it's the truth or not. Then I can listen attentively without thought, which means I have very good sati or awareness. Then this sati can do Dhamma investigation. It's just like our auntie here in front, before we end our morning session, you remember? She suggests to me the word awareness or mindful emptiness, remember? Then he keep on questioning and arguing. Then finally I explain what? I say, you are not listening. You are trying to be right. You are doing all those things without you being aware. But you are not open mind. You are not listening attentively without reaction, choices aware. Because if you don't try to listen, you are not trying to understand what I tell you, understand? So if you don't try to understand what I tell you, you keep on using your question, and argument. And he said, I didn't argue. But she didn't know she argued, because she keep on using another word and tell me what she wants to tell me. means you are not listening. You are not listening means you cannot understand. Because you didn't even find out what I say. You didn't even put to test. You didn't even investigate. You understand? That's why she get confused. And not only her, do you understand? A lot of people never listen on. They are more interested in what? Arguing with you, understand? But what you say is like not according to what he was told or conditioned. That's why he said, but you, I don't know. That's why I want to understand. So want to understand, listen attentively with a silent mind and understand. Then investigate. But keep on arguing, understand? Like a person in depression, you go and talk to him. You know what he will tell you or not? He's actually not listening to you. What he want to do? He want to pour out everything inside there. Understand? Yeah. Then whatever you try to explain, he's actually not listening. He just tell you, but this guy did this to me. Understand? Yeah, that is the kukuna thought going on. Then you cannot understand one. That's why I told that lady that worked in the bank one, I said, you better stop. You're not listening at all. You got so much fear, you come in. You go and read that book, the SJBA 2013 one, I think. If I'm not wrong, it's inside there, I think. I don't know that book or which book or yeah, I forgot it. I think it's that book, the yellow color one. Mindfulness and heedfulness. Importance of mindfulness and heedfulness to solve your problem. So inside there, I relate the whole thing. That's why after that, the friend that follow her, tell her, yeah, you are not listening. Then only she quiet down. Then I say, okay, now listen. Again, I saw the fear, the panic and all things. Means she's not in a position to listen because the mundane mind has been so strongly afflicted. And that thing, she was carrying it. So I told her, okay, now you listen. Then I realized, say also no use. You know what I said? Do you have a piece of paper? You remember? Then she don't have. I go and get the piece of paper for her, if I'm not wrong. Or she has her own note, exercise book or what, I forgot it. Then I say, number one, write down what you must do. Ask for forgiveness. Then repent. Vow not to repeat it. Then follow advice of the Buddha. Invoke power of merits. Don't panic. Don't project your thought. Don't develop the fear. Calm yourself down. With clarity, look at it. Not until she write down, she couldn't understand. Then not until I explain, you got no problem. Worst case scenario is what? Lose your job only, isn't it? Correct or not? Not life and death. How come you worry and panic until like that? Then only she calm down. Oh yeah. Then when I talk about industrial court can claim, the face beam. I say you fatta, you don't know. Then confident already. That's why a lot of people are not listening. This is what mindfulness is all about. When you are not mindful, you are not listening. Okay, we go on. Otherwise, we get stuck here. I have to finish off this one before the afternoon session. Otherwise, Fatan Sufu is coming this evening. This evening, somehow we got our sharing. Closing ceremony and all things. That's why I need to rush a bit. Then I say, okay, Sadhu, all this we gone through. She is very good. Okay. I finished that. This is how I investigate. Okay. 5.3.5. Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion and three evil root. I think you better go back and read some of this. I will go on with J. Krishnamurti quote. Then you will understand better. The quote say, awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is. Then it goes on to say, problem will always exist where the activity of the self are dominant. See, he understands the egoic mind. He somehow used the word activity of the self. Which is the self? Because you, through delusion, sakaya ditti, you cling to what? The self delusion. The five aggregate of form and mind, understand? So this is activity of the self. That's why the thinking, the sankara, the mental state, everything. And you deludedly cling onto it. That's why this activity of the self are dominant. Can you understand this statement or not? What are the activity of self? Self is what? Self is ego, the personality, the I and the me. And this egoic mind is your thought, understand? Or your five mental aggregates or form a mind. Wherever there is a clarity of self-delusion, then this thought becomes egoic. That's why no different the two teachings. Which means the thought will have selfishness, emotional negativity, doubt and fear, etc. And they are part of the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. So it's exactly the same as what the Buddha taught. Problem always exists where the activity of the self means conditioned by self-delusion are dominant. Or when the three evil roots are there. Same or not, the teaching? Huh? When you understand, it's the same. Because when there is self-delusion to grasp at the form of mind, thinking that it's you, where there is a human being or the five mental aggregate or rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana, then suffering will arise. Any of these five aggregate or form of mind, if you grasp and cling through self-delusion, thinking that feeling is you, that all this external form you see, you can own it or possess it, and thinking that all of the perception that you perceive and labor are real, also can be owned and can be possessed, including all your views, opinion that you are holding on to, plus all the phenomenal world and things that you become conscious of. You can grasp and cling onto them. We are giving them meaning. Then suffering will continue, will follow you. Hence the reason why the Buddha say in the first Noble Truth, final summary, in short, the five aggregates of grasping, upadana khandas, are dukkha or suffering. So the teaching is exactly the same because the thought, which is the five aggregate of form and mind, if you grasp onto them as the me and the I via self-delusion, then suffering will arise. Or like what J. Krishnamurti said via his daily quote. So problem will always exist where the activity of the self is present, are dominant. To be aware which are and which are not the activity of the self, need constant vigilance. What is constant vigilance? Constantly aware. Very good. Wow, Kai Hun, very fast. Huh? Because the Dhamma book in the Theravada, they always use this word vigilant. No? You have to be vigilant, no? Attentive. No? Understand? No? So this is the T actually. Then next one. Be constantly aware and heedful. Constant vigilant here means constantly aware and heedful. That is when the evil roots are there, when the self is there, when the selfishness, emotional negativity, fear and manifestation of the mental ego are there. You have to be aware. That's what vigilant means. The Buddha used the word constantly aware, which is the same as vigilant. That's why in certain books, heedfulness is also translated as vigilant. So it is only when you are constantly aware, only then you can do something about it. Otherwise, you cannot, because the mind moves so fast. Vigilant or awareness is not discipline focus. This one we have gone through. You go back and read. Discipline focus means you focus through the thought. That's why you know how they note or not. There is discipline focus. You understand or not? Who note? The thought shrink into that space. Then you call that vipassana. Understand or not? That is not sati. That is not awareness. Maybe I read on quickly, then you can understand. Then what did J. Krishnamurti say? The vigilant is not a disciplined attention. Understand or not? Just like what I had told you all earlier on. How do you discipline? And do you know what discipline is? Just like military in full discipline. You must do this, you must do that. You must note this, and you must note that. You must meditate like that. And all these are disciplined attention or focused attention. Understand or not? But awareness has nothing to do with the thought. So who discipline? Who? The thought wants to discipline. The thought wants to be aware. The thought wants to maintain attention. And the worst is, the thought wants to meditate. You understand? You meditate using thought, and you want to realize a Dhamma wisdom which is beyond thought. You ask yourself, can or not? Huh? Definitely cannot, isn't it? Without heedfulness, the silent mind, you have seen dead. So this is very clear. And what happens when the meditator, which is the thought, is actively meditating? Huh? What happens? Are you in sati? Definitely not, isn't it? You are creating method, technique, noting here, noting there, focus, concentrate, do all the funny thing in the name of meditation. You are no longer aware because you are verbalizing via the thought. Now you can laugh. Because that time, I think, quite a lot of them laugh, I remember. But last time, you just follow instruction and do without understanding. You are just being gullible. Because what? Greed. People say, this is vipassana, the teacher arahan. So that greed, wow, if I do like him, I will become like him. Logical or not? Huh? If you say yes, then I give you this example. Huh? The Buddha during his time, he walked around, didn't wear shoe. You understand? So you follow him, don't wear shoe. He eat one meal a day. He hardly sleep over 24 hours. You think you follow him, you will become the Buddha? You can become the Buddha or not? It's not what he do, understand or not? The Buddha is embodiment of what? His perfection, his wisdom and virtue. You got that or not? Do you have that? Not yet, very good. Not yet means you are not like him, not the Buddha. Then if you follow what he do you think you will become him? You do without understanding, understand or not? He says, start with anapanasati. I start. No, when you start with anapanasati, you go and do focusing, concentration. He said, mindfulness of in and out breath. You didn't want to understand that. Because when you focus, you go into concentration, jhana, you feel very good. Understand? And the most gullible one is, people find it very difficult to do. So they don't want to do. Then they come up with their own method and they say, doing rising, falling. Buddha never do, you know. Then they do. Then they say, this one can become arahant. Then what happened? Then they go and tell people, if you do anapanasati, it becomes samatha. It's not vipassana. But if you do this method, this technique that the Buddha never do, but he didn't add in the word the Buddha never do. He said, you do this, you note this, you do vipassana. Then you can become enlightened. You greedy, so you believe. Where people tell you, the teacher that teaches an arahant. So please understand, it's not what you do. It's how you develop the understanding and the wisdom. Clear or not? So don't go and follow. Brother Teo like to eat what? Hami falampo. You everyday order. You think you can become me or not? I like chi kyok cho. Then I like what? Ham yi cheng chi yok. You go and order the same one, you think you can become brother Teo. I like bak kut teh. How? You don't know which bak kut teh store. Follow no use, understand or not? You must follow my cultivation, my understanding. Then at least you stand a chance, understand or not? Understand or not? Well, that is my cultivation, my understanding, that is what my nature is. You go and follow the form. Understand? Then you hear from people, especially those who go with me on spiritual trip. They say, let Brother Teo order. Then they realize every time also this few things there. Then the best one is they go Thailand, they know one. Toa Chang, Tai Chong Jin Tan, they know one. Well, I order this, why? Of course, on one aspect is, I do like to eat, but I don't crave. But these are cheap, understand or not? Cheap or not? Tua chang jian nui ya. Cheap or not? Hey, ham yi cheng chi yo Then the what they call kai lan ham yi ya. It's all cheap, isn't it? I never call fish and prawn, isn't it? Understand or not? But sometimes I have to be sensitive. What is good for kayamita? Then if you don't want to decide, of course, I try to decide for you. But our tomorrow lunch, I don't decide one. You check with Suyan. Who decide? And recommended by Lee Hoon. You don't know. The lunch recommended by you, right? The few dish, you choose the set D, right? Oh, then how did Suyan? Oh, you introduced the shop. Okay. Now I know. Because I read the WhatsApp with wrong what they call understand. Because he said, actually it should be recommended by Lee Hoon. He said decided by Lee Hoon, I don't know, I forgot already. Recommended by Lee Hoon. Yeah, that's what. So I thought you recommend set D. Because the restaurant only recommended by Lee Hoon, so my mistake, Okay. That's why I also make mistake, so you think you cannot make mistake? Because words are subject to what? Interpretation. Because I don't understand how Sui An interpret. So I take it as, because it starts with Chingyap first. Chingyap decide on set D. Then the next statement is recommended by Lee Hoon. So do you take it as set D recommended by Lee Hoon? Yeah, he never say Lee Hoon recommended the show. Understand? I'm not trying to justify to be correct. Please. I'm telling you the fact that I also make mistake because the statement is not clear. Understand? The way I look at it is my way of interpreting. I will write Lee Hoon recommended the restaurant. Ching Yap choose the set. And Sui An agree. Understand? But start with Ching Yap first. They're recommended by Lee Hoon, no? Understand? No? This is a good example, no? You learn. Then don't go and argue. Sui An WhatsApp one, no? Where people can come and tell me, wrong, lah. Lee Hoon just recommend the restaurant, Then Ching Yap decide the set, Well, I interpret it wrongly. If I gullible, what I do? I argue back, I got it direct from Sui An, no? You don't try to question me, Then how? Try to be right, isn't it? But I never say that. I admit I was wrong, but I interpret it the way because that is my style of understanding thing. Understand? So this is all very clear, isn't it? No need to blame, understand? No need to blame. Suyan, next time you must take more clearly. You must start with Lee Hoon first, recommend the shop, then Ching Yap decide, then I agree. Why you want to go through all this? Important, man? Important or not? Not important. You get to eat good food. What I want to tell you is what? I didn't get involved. Understand or not? Last time they don't know how to order. They asked me to order. Then sometimes they paisei. They want me to order. Understand or not? That's why when I order, I also consider. I don't only order what I want. But I leave it to them to order. They're very scared they don't order what I want. No? Understand or not? They sure ask one. Got chikao cho or not, got hami cheng chi or got falampo or not. Tai chong chin tan or something. Okay, we go on. This vigilance is not a disciplined attention because once the thought is active, then you are no longer in sati already. For sati is awareness or the silence before the thinking or the knowing. Since vigilance is sati, or sati is an extensive awareness which is choiceless or opposed to disciplined attention, which is thought-based, hence the reason why J. Krishnamurti go on to say that disciplined attention gives strength to what? The self. When you discipline, you focus, you create the thought. That's the egoic mind. That's why you give strength to the self, the self-delusion. This is because when the user of thought is deluded, then thought will be egoic. Egoic means self-centered. So when you try to discipline, which is the thought, what the thought doing, and when you try to meditate with the thought, or when you try to be aware, it is already a disciplined attention already, because the trying is by the thought. And when thought is there or active, you give it mental strength. And this will strengthen the self, the ego, which is the personality. Then what happens? You can no longer see things as they are. Because you are preoccupied with the doing, we are the thought. Hence, your lack of clarity. Whereas awareness, on the other hand, is non-self or not self-induced. And there is nobody inside there. There is just an awareness. It's just an awareness nature, which is the essence of mind, your true mind, the silent mind, which is just aware. A general spacious or specific phenomenal awareness before the knowing or labeling we are thought or the aggregates of mind. Then the meaning of what is. This one you can read. I explained before already. Suchness, the reality. Then self-delusion and seeing things as they are. Jai Krishnamurti then continues to say, problem will always exist when the activity of the self are dominant. So this one is further elaboration. You go and read through yourself. Then, last paragraph. Krishnamurti goes on to say, the discipline extension gives strength to self. This one also we gone through already. Because the thought which is egoic is involved. So when you try to discipline and meditate with the thought, or when you try to be aware who is trying, the thought is trying. And when the thought is there, you give energy to it, which is the ego. So all this is clear. The next few sentences is very important. Then what happened? You become more deluded and heedless. Whereas awareness, on the other hand, is not self-induced. And there is nobody inside there to be aware. It's just an awareness nature, an essence of mind which is just aware and ever mindful within. It's just like inquiry. Who is aware of the silent of nature? I told you in no sense data. Silent of nature is stillness, isn't it? Complete silence, isn't it? Means no vibration, isn't it? No vibration means no sense data, isn't it? No hearing consciousness, isn't it? No contact, isn't it? Then how can that nature inside there be aware? What is that nature? That one is not dependent originating. You realize not, it was there all the while. It's just aware. That is your true mind. Understand not? That's why without sense data, there is no sense or consciousness. And yet, there is a nature inside your mind that can be aware. That is your true mind, your true nature. That's why understand that in the meditation. Then you will understand all the other created by mundane mind is not real, understand or not? It is through consciousness, the phenomenal world of consciousness, impermanent. Everything you will know, you will understand. Okay, next one, you listen. In the middle of the night, when there is no vibration, which means no more hearing consciousness, but yet there is still a nature within you that can be aware of that silence, that stillness, the mind that doesn't chatter anymore, because there is no more thought, and it is not a condition arising consciousness. So who is aware of the silence? Anybody inside there or not? It's just the true nature that is ever aware. So this is just the essence of mind that is aware of silence, and that's your true nature or your true mind. But you seldom or hardly touches it, true or not? Because your mind cannot be quiet, cannot be silent, so you never know it exists. Even when you touch it momentarily, it's so fast, and you couldn't recognize it. For most of you, you only know thought. That is the only instrument you have been using rampantly to live life since birth. And that is why you have a lot of problem and suffering. And because of that, you cannot develop the ability to be aware. It is because when your thoughts are so rampantly proliferating, you hardly got any space between thought to experience the silence. Now you understand. This one, so heedlessly thinking non-stop, no space. No space means what? You cannot experience this silence, understand not? This space is without thought. That's why no thought, silent, tranquility, stillness, peace. Without the word, understand not? So if you are still thinking, heedlessly using thought, you cannot be aware. You cannot be heedful. That's why Krishnamurti says, you strengthen the self that self become dominant. That's why you have problem. You cannot resolve it. Because there is self-delusion. You attach, you cling. And you believe your thought. You think that is the only instrument that you are familiar with. And you need that to help you to understand life and live life. So do understand that it's a tool for you to come to this world. So use it. But it's not you. So see this clearly. And that one is limited. It's a focused attention where you shrink your thought, your awareness, sorry. Shrink it to that focused attention. You pay attention to that space, then you perceive, you input the content. That's why focused attention or disciplined attention, you cannot get it. Yeah. But that is not awareness. That is perceiving, knowing, understand not? Creating mental thinking. Okay, next one. The space between thought. Huh? I have it here also. So now you listen. Huh? Oh, I someone asked, can remember or not? Maybe I share before. Huh? I share before. Then? The space between thought which we discussed at our recently concluded Cameron Highland retreat. Oh. Huh? What year? 2014. Huh? Who attended 2014? Quite a number. Huh? No hand, ah? 2014, nobody here yet. Cannot be here. A lot of these people are here. Yeah. When you think continuously until you have got no space between thought, what happened? Hence, there is. When you think until no space means what? There is no space. No space means what? No clarity, understand not? Chaos. Because you think until the whole thing is so crowded, understand not? It's like the cloud that cloud your true mind, understand not? Your nature. Then how can you see? That's why you see all the sankara sanya, understand not? Now you understand what you are doing to your own mundane mind. Because through delusion you create all this. So what is important is hence, there is no more clarity of mind to be aware because you are so preoccupied with the thought. And this space between thought, which is very important, is not there. So between two thoughts, first and second thought, there is this space in between. When you have this space, you can then realize that this space is silent, peace, and tranquility leading to... Did I read this when I write on the board? I didn't, is it? How come the same word come out? It's because this thing went through it and know what that thing is. I don't have to remember, understand not? When you are without thought, there is... this is what you will experience. The space between thought can only be realized by who? That's why be more serious. How come got phone call? Never mind, not important. Okay. True cultivator of the way. And they are so different because this is heedful living. Most of the time they are aware, ever mindful, heedful. And most of the time you are constantly aware and ever mindful when you are true cultivator. So this is the part, if you cannot understand because you never meditate until your mind is so quiet and so still, then you can never understand what sati is. True or not? Huh? For sati can only be understood when you had... Do until the sati come, the form and mind will know. The moment the form and mind realizes it, it will know what sati is. No need any word or explanation. So the space between thought is very important. Reason why J. Krishnamurti said, awareness on the other hand is not self-induced. Without the egoic mind, without the self, understand or not? Now you understand? No different from the Buddha's teaching. Then, awareness on the other hand is not self-induced. Nor is it the outcome of a practice. Who practice? The thought practice, understand or not? The thought meditate. It's not an outcome of a practice. The thought practice meditation. That's why all this thought-based meditation cannot lead to awakening. That's why it is different, because the real sati is without thought. What are the three words? You can follow me or not? Read. 5.3.10, last line. Ayo. I said that's why it's different, because the real sati is without thought. Then the next three words. Ayo. Kao la lo. Every time must ask, also didn't follow. So how to understand what I share? Pay attention, understand? No? Attentive. Don't create thought, understand? No? Oh. You create thought, you know what your mind might tell you. Ayo, this thing so deep lah. How lah, Brother Teo, you cannot expect us to understand. Are you listening? You are lost in thought, isn't it? Preoccupied all those things that the thought tell you, isn't it? Means you are not attentive. You are not listening. You are not even giving it a try, understand or not? You want to justify what? I very heedless one lah. I very child one. I cannot do one lah. Then, come here for what? Understand or not? That's why you have been doing all this without you knowing it. Your attitude towards life. Your attitude towards progression, towards cultivation. The attitude is what? Don't look down upon yourself. I already say you all mkantan one. Why you cannot remember? Every time I very chawan, I very what? Until today you still don't. That's why I say you didn't pay attention. You do contradict to what I say. Because you want logic, isn't it? You love logic, isn't it? Because the society is very, very good at logic. And if you say logic, everybody agree with you. No? We are very logical, ma. Ah, now you know thought-based. So whatever that is logical, not necessarily the truth. And I came to realize, most of the time it's the opposite. Truth is always the opposite. The Buddha also say that, you know, not regarding the three characteristics. You know the Buddha say what? Those with delusion, they will perceive the world with what? Things that are impermanent as? Things that are suffering. All sensual pleasure is a prelude to suffering. But they say, no. This is happiness. This is joy. Where got suffering? Got money suffer or not? Yeah, they didn't know too much money also problem. Understand? But to them, got money, everybody looking for money, you know. Got money, where got suffering? Oh. So the, the last one first. Then everything like so real, you know. Real means what? Can be owned, can be possessed. Like you are very real. There is a human being inside. There is a human being that think. You agree or not? Very logical or not? You say, I don't exist, I want to run, I run. I want to walk, I walk. I want to commit suicide, jump down also can. You said not me. Logical, isn't it? I already explained it. Then the other thing is, this form of mind, which you call the human being, you believe it's real, isn't it? Correct or not? Because you say you can do everything, isn't it? Under your command, isn't it? But the Buddha say, if you really meditate, it's not what you think. This is dependent originating. Conditioner is never you. Understand or not? He already told you. It's self you. It's the body you. It's feeling you. It cannot be there. If it's you, it will not tend towards suffering, isn't it? That's why you got no control. So which means, this is anatta, non-self, not you. If it's you, you say, don't get sick, don't get old, don't die. It listen to you, isn't it? Anybody don't get sick, don't get old, and don't die. Then you know it's not you, understand or not? Wake up. So, everything the Buddha say, whatever you think is permanent, is actually impermanent, the truth. Whatever you think is happiness, actually tends towards suffering. Whatever you believe is real, can be self, is actually non-self, empty. Now you understand? So wake up. Where is Angie? Your turn.
I think the advertisers and the marketers are telling us differently. They are saying that, you know, you need to own so many things. You know, that if you don't have them, then you are, you know, you are deprived or you will lose out on the goodness of life, you know.
Question.
So my view is that you know, because in life and in the society in this competitive world, that's why people are striving so hard. You know, they are being pushed to the brim. They are suffering because of, you know, they are being told the non-realities. You know, so they believe the unreal things. You see, they don't see the truth.
You know, the people who want to market their product, sell the product, the motive is what?
For profit and to
to sell their product. You already say so. The motive is commission, profit, greed. So, what type of advertisement do you expect them to show you? Huh? Cigarette, bad for health. That's why the government banned advertisement for cigarette, understand? Or? Then the government tell you quietly, don't smoke, don't gamble, don't take liquor, or don't take drug. But all this, the government don't want to advertise, understand? Or? But the advertiser, they say what? Cigarette is good for you. They show what? Very nice, handsome guy with all the fancy full dress on. All the what? 名牌, 叫什么? Branded one. Then smoke. Understand? Or? And smoke, that cigarette is the most expensive one, some more. And how do I know? Well, my son got a classmate. He became very successful. But when he was in, first year, college, you know what he did? He go and become ambassador for cigarette company. We cannot advertise what? And he was very well paid now. Given a car, but you like because you work for them as an ambassador, this car is for his use. So it's not really a company car given to you. It's a company car for you to use. Then given allowance to buy all the 名牌 one. You know what is 名牌, branded clothing, everything. Then because he got style, must be able to smoke, must be able to drink, must be able to do this advertisement with all the beer girl and the secret girl, understand? And you know his salary was not bad. Total package, 6,000, no, as a student, no. Then you know what I did. That's how I know my son come and tell me all these things. So advertisement is to motivated by what? I must show you all this high class reading. High class living, understand? Then what you do? Like you say, I cannot lose out, no. Peer pressure, no. Wow, you wear branded watch. They purposely in the advertisement show you the shiny ones. Wow, you wear that type of brand of shirt. You know what shirt is very expensive? What? Men. Then, Armani, you go in. You got no money to go in. They are all very expensive. Last time, I got a voucher. No, they said, it's a free gift from Armani. You can go there and redeem. So I went in my wife. I didn't know what Armani was though. So I went in. I thought, at least it's almost 50 ringgit ma. Redeem anything or so. I go in. I hardly find anything less than 500 ringgit. No. I tell you, it's to entice you to go. Like all the restaurant, your birthday, $80 voucher. But the condition, the small word there, must spend minimum 500. Understand? So they got their motive, understand? So if you are attracted to this because of worldly, what they call craving, then I don't blame you. But all this advertisement cannot trick me on. Because I'm not interested in advertising. I go and test out the thing. Worth the money, value for money, I will buy. I will also buy branded. Because it really value for money. After I wear some shoes, I realize, you know that type of shoe called what? Birkenstock. You heard of that? Birkenstock is not expensive now, no? $200-$300 is nothing, no? I was told there's another type of shoe. good for health, no? Minimum 1,000, no? 1,000, men's shoe. Huh? We all got this MIT group. Huh? You know what is MIT? Huh? You sure don't know one. Makan, investment, and travel. Huh? This type of group, no, we all create. MIT, you know, not the US one. Huh? So our MIT group all got money, huh? Retired already. Huh? Most of them are older than me. Huh? Some are 70 plus, 80 years old. I'm the youngest, 60 something. And because they like me, because I also got money. Yes. So we actually very close friend, very cling. Then you know what? They tell me all these things. No? Then I go and try, you know, with my wife. Because we happen to be in Bangsa. You know? Then there's a Birkenstock shop. No? That was a few years back. Then I went in, I said, "Aiya, since I can afford, try it out, lah, find out, lah, pamper myself a bit." Then I wear. You know why I want to buy, you know? Because my leg at that time, the normal sandal, the cold weather or what, is like want to chow gun, you know what chow gun? Tiu kin, you call what? Cramp. Then I try, so good, after that no more cramp until today. Then I start to understand, got value or no? Solve my health problem, no? I tell you, cramp one time, 200, 300 cannot buy that type of solution to that cramp, no? Understand? If let's say not lucky, you in Cameron Highland, you don't wear proper shoe, you get into trouble, no? That's why you know what shoe I bring or not? Huh? You never, no lah, this is not Birkenstock. Birkenstock is sandal, understand? This one, Timberland, I happen to go to that shop, then they recommend to me and my wife. Then I trust that lady, where the Indian lady really sick for. She said, "Mr. Teo, this one value for money." Well, I told her I want value for money. I can spend, I can pay, but I want value. He said, "This one, latest offer, used to be very expensive one. But Timberland is branded." So I put it on, I straight away can feel, I know it's good. That's what I wear. So every spiritual trip I want, for the last, don't know, 3 years already, I wear this shoe. Everywhere I go, I wear this shoe. Hey, very good. My leg got no more problem. Understand? That is value for money. Can afford pamper yourself a bit. Understand? Don't everything also good. But there are such things as branded good, value for money. One. It really solves your problem. Understand? But you don't go and buy this branded just because it's branded, understand? Wear also not nice one, understand? Just because that type of bag, understand? You think carry already got special effect? Can put more thing? You don't look at functional, understand? You want to like boost your ego, understand? And what Krishnamurti say? Wherever you give strength to the self, there is problem, understand? You go and find out whether it's true or not. So now, you know, your question is about advertisement, isn't it? Now I explained already. So now you understand. Otherwise, you will still think your same old way. Everybody now also want to be like on par or better, isn't it? Peer pressure. So you see those advertisements, then people look at you, this lady carry this out of handbag, fake one, Then you feel very bad, Understand? Your ego hit, no? It's the handbag, nothing to do with you, there. In the first place, why you want to buy fake one? Understand? Value for money, I might as well don't wear watch, don't have anything. But the funny thing is, I tell you this story. I very simple one, I don't have watch, nothing on it. Correct or not? I dress very simple, but very funny, you know. I realize that. When I go into the shop, the way I carry myself, people will talk to me, maybe my white hair. They know I can afford, they will approach me, But if you're young, they think you don't have money. Understand? That's the advantage of getting old, is like that. Don't every time say, "Oh, age, sickness and death is no good." So I realize, I go to bank or I go to government department, you know, even the government department, sometimes hospital or what, the Malay style, they are very nice to me. Uncle, ini kena tulis ini. You boleh tunggu ke? I bantu you. This is how they address me, you know. I go to bank also say, uncle, you qualified for the senior citizen. You can go to that counter. See? Advantage, huh? Why you want to put all these things there? Then, even they see me, don't have watch, They believe I can afford. Then the worst thing is, I got that good friend, remember Sam. He went to China. He saw the Rolex. Imitation one. China one. So cheap and so real. He used to collect watches. Collector of watches. So he bought. He specially gave me one. Then I thought, okay lah. No watch got function. Wear lah. At least people don't simply comment. You know what happened? I wear a fake one. People think it's real one. Why? Because they say, not real, I won't wear one. They go and think like that, my white hair, understand? Then later on my birthday, he really gave me a real Rolex watch. Don't know what edition, limited edition. Then helped me adjust some more, fit my hand. Because we are very good friends. And he benefited a lot through knowing me. That's why no need to go and buy. Look, got condition, come lah. No condition, let it be. Understand? Simple life. But you simple life, the good thing come. So, believe in what? Take care of what? You take care of karma, you don't scared. Because you really inside Yao Liu To. How you dress, is it important? How you carry yourself, is it important? But don't offend people, don't make people become unhappy. Be sensitive. And just because of that, wow, so fast, 5:30 already. I thought I let you meditate already. I didn't let you meditate. Then just what did I do? Oh, we have lunch, I need to steal some time. Otherwise, I cannot finish. How many more pages? 10 more pages. Okay. You're supposed to meditate. 3:45. We are tonight, Fa Zhen Su Fu coming. 3:45. You're supposed to meditate from 1:30 to 3. Then I use up your time. So now you meditate. After that, I still got time to finish. Half an hour. So 4:15. Okay? 4:15. I still got 1 hour plus. I try to finish off. Okay. You can off the light, then do your meditation. My wife.